Tracker Jack in the Box, a story of puppy mill rescues. Introduction. This story is based on real occurrences. Jack and Sassy Pants and Bubba are real. The puppy mill is real. Certain parts of the story had to be filled in and embellished for obvious reasons. Jack is now known as Tracker Jack and lives with our family along with the various other rescue Pomeranians here at PomRescue.com. Sassy Pants and Bubba live with Linda and Dick Landers in the Palm Palace, where they're treated as royalty in Texas at their forever home. The physical conditions are not made up. Actually, to list all the things these poor dogs had to endure could not have been read by the casual reader, so I tried not to mention some of the more disgusting details. Now on to Tracker Jack in the Box, a story of puppy mill rescues. This is the story of a tiny orange Pomeranian puppy named Tracker Jack. He lived with his mother and two brothers. He felt very warm and safe and loved. Then when he was just 6 weeks old, he was taken out of their cage. He was held up in the light and poked and prodded, and the little puppy saw some green paper pass from one large hand to the other. He later found out that this paper was what humans call money. Then he was put in a smaller box that was dark, and he was completely alone. Tracker Jack had been sold. When he saw daylight again, it was through the bars of a tiny window in a small, dark, wooden cage. No longer was he alone, but in a filthy box with five other dogs. Some were old, some were young, and one was an orange fuzzy dog like himself. This dog was an easygoing fellow that decided he would help to comfort the poor little Jack. He came over to Jack and told him that his name was Bubba, and that he'd be his friend. As Jack grew up in the box, he came to know that he was in a mill that produced puppies to be sold in pet shops. Bubba told him that outside the box were rows and rows of boxes, just like theirs, full of other dogs imprisoned to make more and more puppies so the big greedy hands could get more of the green paper money. The dogs were fed very poor food, and Jack's bones grew crooked and weak. His fur grew dull and stiff. The water dish was a hubcap that ended up being turned over almost as soon as it was filled. He was always so thirsty and hungry. As the years went by, Bubba witnessed Jack's teeth rotting out and then falling out. He watched as his legs became bowed and deformed. And Bubba listened with a sad heart when Jack began to gasp and choke when he tried to bark, his lungs and throat damaged from breathing the fetid air. When Jack would get pushed away from the food, Bubba would nudge the others away so Jack could get a few mouthfuls. One day, Jack was so hungry and thirsty that he began to bark as the puppy miller passed by. He was hoping for some food and water. The next thing he knew, Bubba knocked him out of the way and took the blow that was intended for Jack. The big hand had swung aboard and hit poor Bubba right above his eye. He lay still and quiet. Jack licked his face and pleaded, "Come on, Bubba, please don't die. Oh, please wake up." Bubba moaned and slowly opened his one good eye. "I'll be okay, Jack. Don't worry about old Bubba." But Bubba was not okay. The eye grew cloudy, and Bubba was never able to see out of it again. Bubba hoped he could protect Jack from what had happened to him, but he was not so sure. One day, another pup was added to the box. She made Bubba and Jack very happy to see her. Her coat was dark red, and she smelled of clean, fresh air. She had a sparkle in her eyes. When they asked this lady pup what her name was, she replied in a quiet voice, "My name is Sassy Pants. I won't be here long. My little girl will be coming for me very soon." For days, she sat in the corner, not speaking or mingling with the others. They smelled bad, and they had rotten teeth. She would not eat or drink because she just knew her little girl would be here to rescue her any time now. Bubba watched her sadly as her fur grew filthy and she grew thin. The sparkles slowly disappeared from her eyes. He could not watch her die. So he and Jack would grab food and take it over to her and lay it at her feet. As they earned her trust, she began to talk to them, and she told them how she had been a Christmas gift to a little girl. She told of how the little girl would dress her up and would play with her, and what wonderful times they had had. Then one day, the little girl's family had to move. Her parents said they could not have pets in the new house with a new carpet. They were sure she'd get a good home if she was advertised as free to a good home in the newspaper. "Oh, I know my girl would come for me if she could see me now," Sassy Pants cried. "This was not what they meant to happen to me." Bubba quietly sat next to her and licked her tears away. He could not take away her hope, but he knew the chances of her ever leaving this place alive were very small. Tracker Jack curled up next to her, hoping the heat of his body could keep her warm. As the months passed, Sassy Pants and Bubba would tell Jack stories about life, what life was like outside the box. Sassy Pants told him of how green grass felt under her paws, of clean water to drink, and what it was like to be held by a loving human. She explained to him the dogs that were loved got baths, good food, and were able to run free in a safe yard. Bubba told of times when fleas and ticks and mosquitoes and fungus didn't eat away at your skin. He spoke of being warm and not having to worry about losing parts of your body to frostbite in the winter. He told tales of bright sunny days when you could chase a ball or chew a rawhide. Bubba and Jack became so sad when they saw what was happening to the beautiful Sassy Pants. Her hair came out in clumps. Her beautiful white teeth turned brown. The infection and the poor nutrition causing her to lose her now rotten teeth and breaking down her lower jaw until the jawbone was disintegrated. Years of being bred and losing her puppies had made her so weak she could barely stand. She no longer had the fire and the spunk she used to have. Bubba and Jack felt like they could not stay in the box any longer. They had to have a plan and get Sassy Pants out of there before she died. Bubba told Jack that the only thing that they could do was pray for a miracle. So pray they did. Every night, Bubba and Jack would take turns and pray for a miracle. Jack was sure that if Bubba said it, it was true, because Bubba had never lied to him. So Jack believed. He believed they would have a miracle if it were the last thing he ever saw in this world. The week before Christmas, it was very cold. Jack was coughing really badly now, and would have times when he would gasp and his tongue would turn blue before he fell over. He also had an upset stomach and could not eat. Sassy Pants had a fever and could hardly lift her head. Bubba was doing his best to be strong for them. They had to hold on for their miracle. Sassy Pants and Bubba and Jack all huddled together to keep each other warm. The wind was blowing, and Jack and Bubba were taking turns keeping Sassy Pants' paws warm so that they would not stick to the wire and freeze. Then suddenly, they heard a noise outside. The door of the puppy mill swung open. They could just peek at a small space in the box. Could it be their miracle? Two soft-spoken ladies with kind and gentle eyes peered into their box. Green paper money went from their small hands to the big rough hand of the miller. The top of the box was lifted off, and Tracker Jack was roughly grabbed by a big hand. Next came Bubba, and last was Sassy Pants. They were gently loaded into clean boxes, and then into a warm car. They headed up the road and away from the awful meal. Their Christmas miracle had arrived. The two soft-spoken, kind-hearted angels had come to take them out of the horrible box of the puppy mill. When they got to their new home, each was gently bathed and brushed. No longer did they smell or have to worry about food and water. Their angels told other humans about the puppy mill, and word got out about the awful place they had lived. People became sad and then angry that animals were being treated in that way. Then one night, right before Christmas, 1 year later, the police and a group of caring people came and got all the animals out of that horrible, nasty puppy mill. Not one animal was left behind. It was a wonderful day of rejoicing. Many tails wagged, many happy eyes blinked in the sunshine, and many voices barked with joy. Tracker Jack, Bubba, and Sassy Pants were the happiest of all. Their prayers had been answered for all the dogs. Now they could all be happy and loved. Now they could all know what it was like to feel sun on their backs and grass under their feet. Now they could all get the veterinary treatment they so desperately needed and grow healthy and strong. It was a happy Christmas for all.